我们总听说数字声音是一段阶梯。
We always hear that digital audio is a ladder.
波形是对真实声音的粗糙近似。
A waveform is a rough approximation of a real sound.
但这个所谓的阶梯根本就是个谎言。
But this so-called ladder is nothing but a lie.
1948年。克劳德·香农发表了一项堪称魔术的数学结论。
Claude Shannon made a mathematical conclusion that is almost magical.
他声称
He claimed that
你可以把一段平滑、包含无限细节的声音
You can create a smooth sound with infinite details.
比如一段小提琴独奏拆分成数千个片段丢掉
For example, a solo violin piece can be broken down into thousands of fragments and discarded.
其中
Among them,
绝大部分之后还能完美
Most of the time, it works perfectly.
还原出原始声音
Restore the original sound.
不是近乎完美
Not merely perfect.
而是还原精度极高
But the accuracy is very high.
原始声音和复制品之间在物理层面没有任何区别
There is no physical difference between the original sound and the copy.
我们总以为数字采样台阶之间的空隙是信号的盲区
We always thought that the gaps between the digital sampling steps were the blind spots of the signal.
真实的声音信息会在这里消失
The real information will disappear here.
但今天我们就要证明这个阶梯波形的说法根本就是错的
But today, we will prove that the claim about the staircase waveform is completely wrong.
在现实世界中
In the real world,
声波是连续的在时间轴上的
Sound waves are continuous along the time axis.
每一个无穷小的瞬间都有对应的福祉
Every infinitely small moment has a corresponding skin type.
这听起来它的复杂度应该是无限的。
This sounds like its complexity should be infinite.
但在克劳德·香农眼中
In Claude Shannon's eyes,
声波和其他向量没有区别。
Sound waves and other vectors are not the same.
只不过这个向量存在于一个无限维度的空间里。
However, this vector exists in an infinite dimensional space.
想要把这段无限连续的波形存储到计算机里
To store this infinite and continuous waveform in a computer
我们就必须为它找到一套坐标系
We must find a coordinate system for him
而我们的方法就是对波形进行快照
Our method is to take snapshots of the waveforms
也就是采样
That is sampling
想象一下
Imagine
暗室里有一盏闪光灯不停闪烁。
There is a flashlight in the dark room constantly flashing.
你看不到舞者连续的动作。
You can't see the continuous movements of the dancer.
只能看到灯光亮起的瞬间。
Only see the moment when the light is on.
舞者所在的位置。
The location of the dancer.
每一次闪光就是一次采样。
Each flash is a sample.
直觉上我们会觉得闪光的次数越多
Intuitively, we might think that the more times something shines
还原的质量就越好
The better the restoration, the better the quality
我们会想象出一个滑动标尺
We will imagine a sliding scale
1000次闪光的效果不错
The effect of 1000 flashes is good
100万次闪光的效果会更好
1,000,000 times of flashing effect would be better.
但实际上根本不存在这样的滑动标尺。
But in fact, there is no such slider at all.
只有一条明确的边界。
Only one clear boundary.
一个硬性的临界值。
A hard threshold.
只要跨过它，所谓的阶梯波形，在数学上就会彻底消失。
As soon as it crosses the so-called step wave, it will completely disappear mathematically.
想要找到这个临界值。
To find this critical value,
我们得先看看采样失败时到底发生了什么。想象。
We need to first figure out what exactly happened when the sampling failed.
有一个快速振动的波形。
A rapidly oscillating waveform.
我们设定它每秒钟完成一次完整的振动周期。
We set it to complete one full vibration cycle per second.
现在，假设我们的采样设备很偷懒。
Now, let's assume our sampling device is very lazy.
每秒只采样一次。
Sample once per second.
如果每次采样的瞬间，波形正好到达峰值。
If the waveform at the moment of each sampling exactly reaches its peak.
那我们记录下来的每一个采样值都会是同一个数字。
Then every sampled value we record will be the same number.
在计算机看来
In the eyes of a computer,
这个充满能量的高频波形
This high energy waveform
就变成了一条平直的直线信息
It turned into a straight line of information.
不只是被简化了
Not just simplified,
更是被彻底伪装了
One is completely disguised.
这就是我们常说的马车轮效应。
This is what we often call the horse-drawn carriage effect.
你肯定在电影里见过。
You must have seen it in a movie.
明明汽车在向前开，车轮却看起来在向后转，车轮本身没有变。
Even though the car is moving forward, the wheels appear to be spinning backward, and the wheels themselves are not changing.
只是摄像机的帧率。
Just the frame rate of the camera.
也就是采样率，太慢了。
That means the sampling rate is too slow.
跟不上。
Can't keep up.
现实中车轮的转动速度，在工程领域。
In real-world engineering applications, the speed of wheel rotation.
我们把这种现象叫做混叠。
We call this phenomenon mixed butterfly.
这就像一场化妆舞会。
This is like a masquerade ball.
高频信号。
High-frequency signal.
伪装成了低频信号。
Disguised as low-frequency signals.
而最可怕的地方在于。信号一旦发生混叠
The most frightening thing is that once the signal is mixed
就和真实的信号再也无法区分
So that it is indistinguishable from real signals
没有任何算法
No algorithm
也没有任何增强技术
There is no enhancement technology
能把它们分离开
Separate them
它们已经坍缩成了完全相同的一组数字
They have been reduced to a completely identical set of numbers.
那我们要怎么避免这种混乱？答案就是奈奎斯特采样准则。
Then how do we avoid this chaotic answer? The answer is the Nyquist sampling theorem.
你必须以至少两倍于信号最高频率的速率进行采样。
You must sample at a rate at least twice the highest frequency of the signal.
可为什么偏偏是两倍?
But why is it twice as much?
想要弄明白这一点。
Want to find out?
我们就要离开时域,进入频域的世界。
We are about to leave the time domain and enter the frequency world.
就像我们可以把一支箭的运动分解成 X 轴和 Y 轴的坐标。
Just like we can decompose the movement of a key into the coordinates of the x and y axes.
我们也可以把任何复杂的声音拆解成不同频率的组成部分。
We can also decompose any complex sound into different frequency components.
一个纯净的正弦波在频谱图上就是一个尖锐的单峰。
A pure sine wave on a spectrum graph is a sharp single peak.
而这里藏着采样的核心秘密。
And here lies the core secret of the sampling.
从数学上来说
From a mathematical point of view,
采样这个动作本身会产生信号阴影。
The act of sampling itself generates a shadow signal.
当你对波形进行离散采样时，
When you perform discrete sampling on a waveform,
你不只是记录下了原信号的频率峰值，
You not only recorded the frequency peak of the original signal,
还会在频域里无意间创造出一条无限延伸的镜像长廊。
It will unintentionally create an infinite mirrored corridor in the frequency.
你的原始信号周围会突然出现无数个和它完全一致的镜像副本，无限循环重复。
Suddenly, countless copies of your original signal appear around it, all perfectly identical and repeating endlessly.
如果你的采样速率非常快，
If your sampling rate is very fast,
这些镜像之间就会相隔很远。
These images are very far apart.
但如果你放慢采样速率，
But if you slow down the sampling rate,
这些镜像就会不断向原始信号靠近。
These images will continuously approach the original signal.
一旦你的采样速率低于奈奎斯特极限，
Once your sampling rate is below the Nyquist limit,
也就是低于信号最高频率的两倍。
That is, it is twice the lowest frequency.
这些镜像就会发生重叠。
These images will overlap.
互相渗透。
Mutual penetration.
这种重叠就是混叠。
This overlap is called overlap.
一旦频域里的信号重叠在一起，
Once the signals in the frequency overlap,
他们就会永远混合，
They will always mix,
再也无法分离，
No longer separable.
你需要两倍于最高频率的采样率，
You need a sampling rate twice the highest frequency.
本质上就是要给原始信号和它的镜像留出足够的空间。
The key is to provide enough space for both the original signal and its reflection.
让它们可以背靠背放置。
But they can be placed side by side.
互不接触。
Do not contact.
现在我们回到最开始的阶梯波形问题。
Now we return to the original step wave problem.
如果我们已经用正确的速率完成了采样，
If we have already completed the sampling at the correct rate,
要怎么还原出平滑的原始波形？
To return to the smoothest original waveform.
大多数人都以为计算机只是用直线把采样点连起来。
Most people think that a computer is just used to connect sampling points with lines.
但事实并非如此。
But that's not the case.
想要实现完美的波形，
To achieve a perfect sine wave,
还原，
Restore,
我们要用到一个数学工具。
We need to use a mathematical tool.
Sinc 函数。想象一下。
The sine function. Imagine.
每一个采样点都不只是一个孤立的点。
Each sampling point is not just a point on a waveform.
而是一道优美震荡的波纹的中心。
And a beautiful undulating ripple's center.
这道波纹会向时间轴的前后两个方向无限延伸。
These ripples will extend infinitely in both directions along the timeline.
当你把所有这些震荡
When you shake all these,
那波纹叠加在一起时
When the waves are superimposed,
奇迹就发生了。这些波纹会在采样点的间隙处相互抵消。
Miracles happened that these ripples would cancel each other out at the gaps of the sampling points.
在采样峰值处相互增强。
Reinforce each other at the peak.
那个我们以为存在的巨大阶梯波形彻底消失。
The huge step-like wave that we thought existed has completely disappeared.
原始的平滑连续波形就此重现。
The original smooth continuous waveform has been recreated.
这就是采样定理最核心的价值。
This is the core value of the sampling theorem.
它告诉我们，平滑的连续世界并非拥有无限的复杂度。
It tells us that a smooth, continuous world does not necessarily have infinite complexity.
如果一个系统存在速度上限，
If a system has a speed limit,
也就是最高频率，
that is the highest frequency,
那它的信息本质上就是有限的。
That's because its information is inherently limited.
完全可以用一串简单的数字来完整描述。
It can be completely described by a simple string of numbers.
但这里有一个陷阱。
But there's a trap here.
一个大自然为完美还原收取的数学税费。
A perfect mathematical tax levied by nature.
仔细看这个 sinc 函数。
Carefully look at the sinc function.
这道金色的波纹。
This golden ripple.
它不只是在数学上向前后延伸。
It doesn't just extend forward and backward in a mathematical sense.
更是会无限延伸下去。
This will continue indefinitely.
想要完美还原一秒钟前演奏的一个音符。
To perfectly reproduce the note played 1 second ago.
理论上。
Theoretically.
计算机需要知道。
Computers need to know.
从现在到时间尽头。
From now to the time lapse,
未来所有的采样数据，
all future sampling data,
这就是前回声悖论。
This is the problem of the previous statement.
在完美的数学世界里，
in a perfect mathematical world,
数字音频的还原需要预知未来的信息。
To restore digital audio, you need to know the future.
但你的电脑毕竟不是时光机。
But your computer is not a time machine, after all.
所以我们只能用一个变通的方法，滤波器。
Therefore, we can only use a modified filter.
你可以把它想象成频域里的一堵砖墙。
You can imagine it as a wall of bricks in a frequency.
它就像一个物理守门人。
It's like a physical gatekeeper.
规定了任何超过这个频率的信号。
Any signal exceeding this frequency is prohibited.
都不允许进入。
No entry.
这也是为什么。
That's why.
当我们看待数字音频文件时。
When viewing digital audio files.
所谓的阶梯波形根本不是问题。
The so-called step-shaped waveform is not a problem at all.
这个频率上限才是真正的核心。
This is the real core.
克劳德香农带给我们的不只是一套录制音乐的方法。
Claude's rich and flavorful experience brings more than just a way to record music.
它证明了现实本身是存在分辨率的。
It proves that reality itself is resolution dependent.
它向我们揭示无限的细节。
It reveals to us an infinite level of detail.
往往只是一种幻觉。
Often just an illusion.
只要我们知道一个系统的速度上限，
We need to know the speed limit of a system.
就能用一串零和一捕捉到它完整的本质。
A string of zeros and ones can fully capture its essence.
但这套体系里还藏着最后一个机器中的幽灵。
But there is still a ghost in the machine hidden in this system.
就算我们已经证明数字信号在时间维度上根本不是什么阶梯波形。
Even if we have already proven that digital signals are not step-like waveforms in the time domain.
那音量维度呢？
What about the volume dimension?
我们每次采样的时候，
Each time we sample,
都必须把波形的幅纸
All must have the waves of a ciliary material.
纸，也就是音量，四舍五入到最近的可用数值。
That is, the volume is rounded to the nearest available value.
这个过程就叫做量化。
This process is called quantification.
如果说时间是我们描述现实的横轴，
If we say that time is the axis along which we describe reality,
那量化对应的就是纵轴。
That corresponds to the vertical axis.
而这才是所谓阶梯波形神话的真正来源。
And this is the true origin of the so-called ladder-shaped wave myth.
如果你只有四个色阶来描述一场日落，
If you only have four color levels to describe a sunset,
画面就会出现难看的色带。
The screen will appear with unsightly color bands.
如果你只有很少的比特数来描述小提琴的声音，就会产生刺耳、粗糙的嘶声。
If you have very few bits to describe the sound of a violin, it will produce a harsh, scratchy sound.
我们把它叫做量化噪声。
We call it quantization noise.
但香农和他的后继者们还有一个绝妙的解决方案，抖动。
But the fragrant and its successors also have a great solution, shaking.
这听起来非常反直觉。
This sounds very counterintuitive.
想要让数字世界的声音变得完美平滑。
To make the sounds in the digital world perfect and smooth.
我们要在录制之前先加入极其微量的随机噪声。
We should add a very small amount of random noise before recording.
这种噪声就像一种数学润滑剂。
This noise is like a mathematical lubricant.
能打破阶梯波形
Can break the stepway
那僵硬可预测的台阶
The stiff predictable steps
通过加入这种抖动噪声
By adding this jitter noise
我们甚至能听到比最小量化比特更微弱的声音
We can even hear sounds that are even fainter than the smallest quantized bit
我们用锯齿状的人为失真
We use a sawtooth-like artificial distortion.
换来了自然、平稳的静音本底。
Achieved a natural and stable quiet body.
我们不只是完整捕捉了声音的波形。
We not only captured the waveform of the sound completely, but also.
更确保了哪怕是那些不得不做四舍五入处理的细节。
This ensures that even details that require rounding.
依然承载着原始演奏里最鲜活的气息与灵魂。
Still retains the most vivid and soulful breath of the original performance.
好了。
Okay.
本期关于采样定理的分享到此结束。
This is the end of the sharing on sampling theorem.
愿你有所收获。
I hope you have a good harvest.
相关拓展论文已为你备好，陪你继续探寻数字与声音的浪漫。
I have already read the relevant extended papers for you, and I will continue to explore the romance between numbers and sounds with you.